change or die. That's the stark reality facing businesses today, according to a groundbreaking new book. But what if there was a roadmap for not just surviving, but thriving in this era of constant upheaval?
Yeah, that sounds intriguing. What book are we talking about here?
We're diving into Evolving Forward, the Adaptive Roadmap Canvas Playbook by Anthony B. Holtz. This fascinating guide explores how organizations can navigate the choppy waters of our rapidly changing world, all condensed into a single page.
Interesting. So what's the main idea behind this ARC playbook?
Well, at its core, the book argues that change isn't just constant, it's accelerating. Holtz presents a framework called ARC, or ARC, the Adaptive Roadmap Canvas, designed to help organizations turn challenges into opportunities. It's all about developing new tools and mindsets to adapt successfully.
That sounds promising. But how does it actually work in practice? I mean, we've all seen fancy business frameworks come and go.
You're right to be skeptical. The ARC framework is built around several key components. There's the 4C session structure for running workshops that are clear, collaborative, concrete, and continuous. Then there's the 5-finger module flow, guiding teams through mindset, Tao's table, direction grid, action board, and learning loop.
That's quite a mouthful. It sounds comprehensive, but potentially complex. How does Holtz ensure this doesn't become just another dusty binder on the shelf?
That's a great question. The ARC framework is actually designed to simplify complexity. It provides a structured approach to tackle what's often called VUCA, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. The book includes practical guidance for workshops, tools for facilitators, and a step-by-step roadmap.
VUCA, that acronym perfectly captures the feeling of today's world, doesn't it? So it's not just theory, but about practical application?
Exactly. And to drive that home, the book includes real-world case studies showing how these principles of adaptability can be applied in various situations.
Oh, that's always helpful. Any well-known companies mentioned?
Well, interestingly, the book is prefaced by Joe Foster, the visionary founder of Reebok. He shares insights from Reebok's journey, from near bankruptcy to global success. The ARC principles perfectly align with their turnaround strategy.
Wow, Reebok, that's quite an endorsement. So let's dig deeper into these ARC components. You mentioned something called a TOWS table. What's that about?
The Tao's table is a twist on the classic SWOT analysis. You know, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. In ARC, it's used to help teams analyze their internal strengths and weaknesses against external opportunities and threats. It's all about recognizing change and preparing for strategic adaptation.
I see. So it's taking a familiar tool and adapting it for this more dynamic approach to strategy. What about the other modules?
Well, after the Tao's table, there's the Direction Grid module. This is where teams take those insights and turn them into clear, actionable goals. It's about connecting purpose with strategic objectives and measurable key results, like OKR.
That makes sense. It's one thing to identify opportunities and threats, but you need to know what to do with that information.
Exactly, and that's where the Action Board module comes in. This is where those strategic goals get translated into specific actionable tasks. They use a system of organizing tasks into a backlog for brainstorming and a sprint column for prioritization.
That sounds a bit like agile project management. Is that intentional?
You're spot on. The ARC framework borrows concepts from various methodologies, including agile. The idea is to create a system that's flexible and responsive to change, which is at the heart of agile principles.
I can see how that would be valuable in today's business environment. But I'm curious, how does this framework ensure that teams don't just go through the motions and then fall back into old habits?
That's where the final module, the learning loop, comes in. It's essentially a reflective session where teams evaluate their progress and prepare for the next iteration. They use something called the Liked, Lacked, Learn, Next Steps template to capture insights and define actionable improvements.
So it's built-in continuous improvement. That's clever. It reminds me of the importance of retrospectives in agile methodologies.
Exactly. The whole ARC framework is designed to be ongoing, not just a one-time exercise. The book emphasizes the importance of integrating these principles into daily operations and fostering a culture of adaptability.
That sounds like it is a shift for a lot of organizations. How does Holt suggest leaders go about implementing this?
Well, the book provides guidance for facilitators, including essential supplies and tips for effective facilitation. But more importantly, it emphasizes that ARC is more than just a tool. It's a philosophy for navigating change.
That's an important distinction. It's not just about following a set of steps, but about changing how you think about and approach challenges.
Absolutely. And that's really the key takeaway from this book. It's about building resilience, enhancing clarity, and driving sustained growth by embracing change as an opportunity rather than a threat.
It's an inspiring idea, but I can imagine it might be challenging to put into practice, especially in larger, more traditional organizations.
You're right, it's not always easy to shift organizational culture, but that's part of why the ARC framework is designed to be flexible and adaptable. It's meant to be tailored to each organization's specific needs and challenges.
That makes sense. Every organization is different, after all. But I'm curious, do you think this approach could work beyond just the business world?
That's a fascinating question. While the book is primarily focused on business applications, the core principles of adaptability, continuous learning, and turning challenges into opportunities is certainly valuable in other contexts.
I could see it being useful in nonprofit organizations or even in education. The ability to adapt quickly to changing circumstances is valuable in pretty much any field these days.
Absolutely. And when you think about it, even on a personal level, we're all dealing with constant change and uncertainty. Having a structured approach to navigating that could be really powerful.
It makes me think about how we might apply some of these principles in our own work here at our company. We're always trying to stay ahead of trends in podcasting and media.
That's a great point. Maybe we should look into running our own ARC workshop. But before we get carried away with planning, let's wrap up our discussion of evolving forward. Any final thoughts on the book and its approach?
Well, I think the key takeaway for me is the importance of proactively embracing change rather than just reacting to it. The ARC framework provides a structured way on a single page to do that, which is really valuable for leaders feeling overwhelmed by the pace of change in today's world.
I couldn't agree more. It's about shifting from seeing change as a threat to seeing it as an opportunity for growth and innovation. And while the ARC framework might not be a magic solution to all organizational challenges, it certainly offers a thoughtful approach to navigating our complex, rapidly evolving world.
Absolutely. And on that note of evolution, it's time for us to wrap up this episode of Evolving Forward. Adapt and thrive.
Thanks for joining us on this exploration of adaptive leadership and organizational change. Until next time, keep evolving forward. And remember, in the words of Charles Darwin, it is not the strongest of the species that survives, nor the most intelligent that survives. It is the one that is most adaptable to change.
That's a powerful thought to leave us with. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Evolving Forward.